I'll be honest, I love my job, but I've had jobs that I really did not look forward to. Feeding rats and cleaning their cages in a cancer research lab. That one comes to mind. At least it was only part-time. Job frustration is pretty high in the country we're going to hear from now. South Korea tops global rankings for the longest daily work hours. But one artist is giving workers something to laugh about while they're on the clock. It's a cartoon series that pokes fun at South Korea's office culture. Jason Strother has our story from Seoul.
For millions of South Koreans, the morning subway ride to the office begins a very long day at work. Most will be expected to stay until late at night, or whenever their bosses say it's time to go home. Artist Yang Kyung-soo says workers here are at the mercy of their bosses.
You also have to follow your boss's orders without exception. I don't think office workers have any freedom to express their own opinions at their jobs.
The 32-year-old says Korean office culture is a mix of top-down Confucianism as well as military hierarchy, the result of mandatory conscription for all South Korean men. And most bosses here are men. That's the subject of his popular online cartoon series called Yakchiki, which roughly means pesticide. His cartoons often feature an authoritarian, passive-aggressive, or even creepy boss, an archetype his friends talk about.
I've never worked in an office myself, but I have a lot of friends who do. And the only time they can open up about how they feel is after work, when they're drinking. I ask them, why can't you tell your opinion to your bosses? But they tell me, it's impossible.
In Yakchiki, Yang gives his office worker characters the power to say things that their real-life counterparts could never get away with. In one illustration, a boss approaches his employee holding a big bag with the word "feeling rewarded" written on it. It's in lieu of being paid any extra for working long hours. The employee says,
"You've got to be kidding me."
And he thinks,
"I don't care about feeling rewarded. Just pay me overtime."
In another cartoon, a boss leans over a desk and touches the arm of a young female employee. Captions above their heads read,
"You remind me of my daughter."
Yeah, but you only have two sons.
I wanted to find out what Koreans who actually work in an office think of the Yakchiki cartoon series. I met up with three office workers during their coffee break. They don't want me to use their names, but they're all big fans of Yakchiki.
The author shouts out to the society what I couldn't have said to my boss. So yes, he sympathizes with all the workers in the office. It also kind of reminds me that I'm not the only one who's suffering these. I don't know, that's really what's good about his cartoon.
The most senior of the three workers says Yakchiki reminds her of what not to do.
I don't want to make my junior staff feel that kind of feelings, you know.
She turns to her co-workers.
But I don't know. Am I doing okay?
Is she a good sunbae, a good senior here?
Yeah, yeah, sure, Vita.
Probably
she's good.
You can't say no here. That's the culture we have. Yeah.
Do you think it's becoming more liberal?
Popularity of these comics, one of the signals the culture of a Korean office become more liberal. Because before that, we don't even talk about this stuff.
Despite the rigors of office life here, cartoonist Yang Kyung-soo says most Koreans are still drawn to these types of jobs because they provide financial stability, and not having a steady and secure job can cause rifts within families, like it did in Yang's. His parents are also artists and work on commission, yet they still disapproved of the path he chose.
They couldn't understand why I wanted to study fine arts. They knew it would be hard for me to make money. It created a big conflict with them. We haven't spoken for the past 10 years. I doubt they even know about how my career has gone.
Yang says he's now making a decent living as an artist. His Yakchiki drawings were just published in book form, and he plans to expand the series to depict other professions too. But Yang says he's not giving up his first artistic passion, Buddhist-inspired paintings. He says he doesn't see any contradiction between creating that kind of art and making cartoons about Korean office culture.
They give me balance in my life. They balance all the characters inside me. Buddhist art is hard work. It requires a lot of research. Making Yakchiki reminds me of my childhood, doodling in the classroom. Maybe one is serious and another isn't, but they are both a part of me.
Yang says perhaps it's Buddhism that makes him ask whether he's living to work or working to live. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.
Yeah, kind of like Dilbert for Buddhists. Actually, Dilbert is already pretty zen. You can see Yang Kyung-soo's office culture cartoons with English translations at PRI.org.